As far as worldly wealth goes, you will no doubt stand far superior to your brothers in a few years' time.
When I start in business, I shall need someone to take care of the domestic side of the establishment. Would it not be as well, therefore, for me to marry?
Indeed, the idea does not seem unreasonable.
Well, what kind of wife do you think would be best for me, as a thrifty, hard-working farmer?
A truly Christian woman whose moral sense is sound. A truly Christian woman, and such as this is found, embodied in the firstborn of my friend, Dr. Chant. His pious daughter, Mercy, is free from wicked cant.
Father, don't you think that a young woman equally as pure and virtuous as Miss Chant, one who understands the duties of farm life, would suit me infinitely better?
And you have found such a woman?
A truly Christian woman who knows of rural life. She lives what paper poets write, the perfect farmer's wife, both simple and accomplished in tasks that may pertain to my newfound vocation. A perfect match, it's plain.
But, Angel, is she of a family you would care to marry into? A lady, in short.
She is not what in common parlance you would call a lady, for she is a cottager's daughter.
Oh!
But she is an unimpeachable Christian of the very genus, tribe, and species you desire to propagate.
Angel, you are mocking.
Angel, do not be so hasty. Your mother desires only that which is best for you. A truly Christian
truly
woman,
Christian
honor and obey.
And obey.
Christian
a truly Christian woman,
who leads your soul in your follow, in my path, step straight and path will straight and sure.
A truly Christian woman,
virtuous and pure. A truly Christian woman, who's virtuous and pure.